This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves here and bring up anything that's on your mind as we launch into the third hour of this program. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about the ridiculous restrictions over in the UK. They've got new camera systems that they're employing to attempt to identify people through facial recognition. One man was fined £90 for attempting to avoid being seen by one of those cameras. It didn't appear that he was wanted for anything. He just didn't want to be seen because, well, shouldn't you be free to hide your damn face in public? Apparently not in the UK. And also in other states, you just don't think for a moment that it can only happen there, that it can't happen here. There's plenty of states in the United States where you cannot wear a mask any time of the year or part of the year. So in New Hampshire is unusual, Mark, I think, in that we can actually cover our faces. Like, if I wanted to wear a balaclava around in New Hampshire during the summertime, it would be crazy. I don't believe there's any law prohibiting me from doing that. But in a lot of states, you're going to get arrested if you do that.
I'm thinking, yeah, so in many cases, during the winter here in New Hampshire, absolutely, it's a good idea to have something to cover your face at times. But yeah. I'm wondering, I guess these states must have exemptions for full-face motorcycle helmets. That's a mask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe it's while you're on the motorcycle you're allowed to use it, but walking around the streets, I don't know. The excuse is, bank robbers, right? Like, you can't have people walking around in masks because criminals is kind of the reason why those laws exist. But it's just nice.
Interesting that there's clothes that are illegal, though.
Yeah, it's nice to live in a place where that's not the case.
What about a veil that a bride wears?
That's a good question.
Is that a mask?
Yeah. Well, what about a burqa? So
I've never considered wearing one, but yeah.
So Pluralist.com is reporting on another ridiculous story out of the UK. If you might have heard, not only has the UK banned guns, but they've also banned knives. And now the Regent's Park Police, who are responsible for a ward of London's Camden Borough, have tweeted a photo of a cache of knives that they have taken from someone, including an assortment of old kitchen knives, a broken fencing sword, and a rusty spoon.
Is it a rusty spoon? I thought it was tarnished.
It could be old tarnished silver, yeah. Okay. Let's see. They said they'd swooped in a day earlier at the request of a local charity to ensure the implements didn't, quote, get into the wrong hands.
Hold on. How did the local charity have them, then? Is this just from their kitchen?
Yeah, it might have been. Here's their actual Twitter post from @MPS Regent's Park. Yesterday, we conducted weapons sweeps, dealt with a person injured from a van reversing on them, reported a burglary, and collected all these from @Scope Charity Shop, who diligently didn't want them to get into the wrong hands.
So this is a secondhand shop that people have given stuff to.
Is it? Scope. Scope, equality for disabled people. We won't stop until we achieve a society where all disabled people enjoy equality and fairness. So they run some kind of shop. Maybe
right.
It's a secondhand shop.
This is a charity shop where you do a sort of goodwill thing. You donate things and then they sell them. And what they've done is they've collected these knives and apparently a rusty spoon and a broken sword. And, this is called a weapons cache.
Yeah.
Good job, Bobbies.
Yep. Independent journalist Tim Poole retweeted the post noting, quote, there's an effing spoon and butter knife in this photo, unquote.
Somebody got a butter knife.
The UK has gone mad.
Pretty soon America's going to be a prison.
They chose to include the spoon in this photo. They could have just left it out. They really do think spoons are dangerous.
They laid all these things out.
Right. For a photograph.
Right, they didn't take a box of knives and dump them on a table and take a picture of it, or even just take a picture of the box of knives. They laid each one of these things out individually, and one of these people, at the very least one person that was at this particular police station thought it was worth including a old spoon.
Yeah. And there's even a sharpener here as well. Looks like, you know, like a knife sharpener.
Like a rock, a whetstone?
No, the long one. The long, you could run somebody through with it.
Okay,
probably.
Well, okay, the knife sharpeners are rather dull on the end.
Right.
I mean, if you were,
it's a pokey thing. You could poke someone with it.
Strapped it to the hood of your car and ran into somebody, it would go through them. But you're going to make somebody very angry if a regular male adult, if you poke him with a knife sharpener.
In the
you
replies,
could sharpen it up.
One concerned citizen said he had a silverware drawer to report to police. Serial killer trolled a user whose bio said he's a former police officer. Dozens of commenters took shots at the UK's reputation as a heavily regulated, not to say unfree, and hyper-politically correct island. However, British Twitter users saw the humor in the region's police tweet, too. Scottish journalist Liam Kirklady helpfully shared a zoomed-in image of the spoon, Londoner, and anyway, they're just going on talking about people's responses. Some of them were funny, but most of them not so much. Now, it does here claim that London has a knife problem. It's just that officials have responded in ways that conservatives in America would never tolerate and liberals can only dream of by literally banning the possession of knives.
Right. I mean, there are potential knife criminals in the United States, too. It's just that either they are scared of getting shot or they already have been. So if you attempt to use a knife to rob people in the United States, shortly things are going to go poorly for you. And the reason in Great Britain that it doesn't go poorly is because that's the apex weapon that most people can get their hands on, so they use a knife. Now, knives have probably killed more people in the course of human history than guns have. But they probably kill more people in the United States currently, as a matter of fact. But everybody focuses on guns because the people that think that somehow you're going to get rid of crime focus on guns first. First, they want to go after the big, black, scary rifles. Then they're going to go after the smaller, scary guns. Then they're going to go after all the guns. Then they're going to have to go after the knives. That's just the natural progression of things. They've already gotten farther in London. And I don't know what would happen if somebody came up and tried to rob you while you're in London. You pulled out a gun and shot them center of mass.
Oh, my God.
I have
no
idea.
You go to prison.
Here in New Hampshire, nothing would happen.
Yeah, here in New Hampshire, you'd go home.
Right.
You'd probably have to ask a few. You know, you may have be asked a few questions by the police.
You probably should be asked a few questions by the police.
You wouldn't have any obligation to answer them, but, you know, they could ask you.
Yeah, and hopefully you've discharged your weapon in a safe direction, but
into the offender.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't count on the projectile just stopping.
No, it may go through
the offender.
Yeah,
right.
For sure.
Yeah.
But at the time of the moment, you probably aren't thinking too hard about what's behind the person.
That's the first thing that you should be thinking about.
Yeah, in the moment.
Number one thing you need to think.
Not a whole lot of thinking.
You're responsible for where that projectile goes, and it doesn't matter whether it's coming out of an offender or not.
I understand.
Unless you're a police officer, you're responsible for that projectile.
Yeah. That's true. There have been cops who have just blasted away in the streets and hit innocent people and never actually caught any kind of charges. Then they go on citing more of these tweets from these bureaucrats in London. Here's one from the mayor of London with some tough talk.
Oh, boy.
No excuses. There is never a reason to carry a knife.
They weren't carrying a knife. This was from a secondhand shop where people had turned in kitchen implements.
Yeah, he's not responding to this incident. It's just an example of the tough talk surrounding knives in London.
I carry a knife every day. Because
and there's
useful.
Reasons. Yeah, you can cut things with it.
It's I used to be a farmer,
yep.
And when I was a farmer, I used the knife a lot. I get used to having a knife, and I use it regularly, maybe once a day, once every other day or something. And it's nice to have it on my belt. And I just don't feel right without it.
It's a tool.
Yeah.
You use it for tool-related things like opening boxes or cutting things that need to be cut.
Yep.
Or self-defense, if necessary.
Never happened.
It could happen. Self-defense happens millions of times in the United States, across the U.S. in various different ways. So, you know, hopefully it won't happen. But if you do need to defend yourself, it's not a bad thing to have a weapon on you. So, I mean, the idea that there's never a reason to carry a knife, there are thousands of reasons to carry a knife.
There are millions. More than a million situations. There's more than a million situations. There was a 1996 study in the United States by the Center for CDC, and they determined that more than a million times per year, guns are used to de-escalate situations and prevent crime.
Well, if you thought that picture from Regent's Park Police was stupid, Mark, I got one that may actually top it. And we'll share that with you on the way. You can share your thoughts as well and bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, Calvin Klein, controversial ad. We'll tell you what it is coming up.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. I got to wonder what it's like when the UK police conduct one of their weapon sweeps. Do they, like, take themselves all ultra serious as they're going through your kitchen drawer and pulling out, you know, your steak knife? And, you know, are they... what is it like? I want to see video of what one of these weapon sweeps looks like, because the Regent's Park Police in London at MPS Regent's Park on Twitter, they are constantly bragging about all their weapon sweeps 14 hours ago, talking about how they're busting drugs and doing weapon sweeps all around the area. And as you scroll down through their Twitter profile, you see a variety of photographs of drugs, like they've got some little bagged up dime bags of cannabis that they busted from somebody. It says they
making the streets safer.
Yeah, they found
people
them
in that a want a snack.
They actually found them in a communal stairwell, so they didn't make an arrest. some snitch brought them to the location, and then they actually retweeted.
I wouldn't smoke pot that I just found on the street either.
They retweet. So basically, if you scroll down, their whole profile is just bragging about all the minor drug busts that they've made and all the weapons sweeps that they've been doing. And then there's a few of them about how good their police officers are and how they're exercising. But one of them, a retweet from the Camden police account,
which isn't too far from what I understood from the previous article,
where they have caught somebody at apparently a school for having a knife, and they also caught him with a hammer and what appears to be like a piece of metal. And then I don't even know what I'm looking at here. Like, they're bragging about all kinds of things that really aren't worth bragging about. The story, actually coming from Pluralist.com, I just wanted to continue this because the laughable posts that they made recently showing probably a few dozen knives, but also an old spoon and apparently a butter knife in there, bragging about the big weapons cache that they supposedly took from a local charity shop, like a thrift store, that was pretty laughable. But then as you scroll down, you'll find that there's another picture from Regent's Park Police, this one from March 16th of last year, where they literally have tweeted a photograph of a couple of pairs of pliers, two screwdrivers, and a pair of scissors. I mean, it doesn't appear to be that they're joking. They say in this photo's caption, "These items were found during a hashtag weapons sweep near Mackworth House, Augusta Street, during Op Scepter. Safely disposed of and taken off the streets."
Taken off the streets. I'd be so
annoyed. There's needle-nose pliers here.
I'd be so annoyed if some cop took my scissors from me.
Right.
I don't even know what this is about. It's so crazy. I mean, you can't walk around with pliers in your pockets? I mean, are they shaking people down and taking pliers from people?
How does anybody get any work done in London? I mean, how does anybody with a work truck survive the police driving by?
Tools, I guess tools are outlawed.
They're literally, I'm looking at another one here. This is from the Jubilee Police, also included at the Pluralist.com article. Yet another legitimate police account where it's a shot of a handful of rusty tools, including an old rusty wrench, rusty screwdrivers, a tiny little blade, like maybe a 2.5-inch blade where the actual handle is twice as large as the blade itself, and even like a putty knife thing, you know, like one of those things that painters use.
Sure, you can sharpen any of these things up. But this is how ridiculous it gets once you basically outlaw tools. A gun's a tool,
yeah,
admittedly, but knife is much more of a tool. You know, it's a very simple tool that man has used for a long time. And yes, I'm willing to admit that the knife was probably the second tool created, and it was probably used very, very quickly to end a life.
And the caption here on this from the Jubilee Police: "Today, officers conducted weapons sweeps in Sandhurst Road and Mottingham Road and 9. Several items found in bushes at the back of Sandhurst Road. #combatknifecrime. And that's this picture of a bunch of old rusty tools. Look, the reason they were thrown in the bushes is because somebody decided they didn't need them anymore because they're old, crappy, rusty tools. These aren't weapons.
Well, look, I don't know. The thugs in the the vicinity may very well be using rusty tools because they've got
nothing
else.
They have.
Well, by the way, that means that everybody else has nothing to defend themselves with, but that they can just carry around easily. If a guy comes up to you with a good-sized wrench and you've got nothing to defend yourself with, well, good luck to you. The bobbies aren't going to be around. They can't even catch the guy with the wrench. They've got to find it in the bushes later.
Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, another day in unnecessary censorship. Hi, okay. My name is Jack, and I'm 11. And I just finished the Tuttle Twins, bleep. And that taught me bleep, bleep, and bleep.
What?
Had to be there.
What are you referring to?
Unnecessary censorship is just sort of what's... it would be funny to censor certain words out of things.
Oh.
And I did an ad with my son.
Yeah.
And so what David's saying is, wouldn't it be funny if you censored the ad and it would sound like Jeff?
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Was that what you're calling about?
You can't tell jokes to Ian, David.
I thought he was saying someone censored the Tuttle Twins ad. I couldn't understand why that was.
You can't tell jokes to Ian, David.
Well, you didn't laugh either, Mark.
I do. he knew where it was. He's too fast. He already knew where it was all going. And so he had his little inside laugh. But the judge in question, one more fact that you don't know yet, Mark. You haven't heard this one, Mark.
Which judge in what question?
The New Mexico Truth or Consequences, aptly named town in New Mexico, where judges are criminals, basically. In the New Mexico Judicial Standards website, you can read this for yourself if you want. It's a PDF. Judge Pamela D. Smith, one more fact in the case of where she stole the dead man's money, she also stole his body.
Oh, my.
When the family finally found out months after the judge and her husband, Randy Smith, stole this money, the months later, the family found out that the money was missing, and they tracked it down to having been taken control of by the judge, and they asked for their money back. They also found out that the body of their loved one, which in this case is a brother to this guy's mom and this guy's uncle, the brother uncle, within days of the judge forging documents and entering them into the file, as I described yesterday, by sneaking into the appropriate office and inserting forged documents into a legitimate file. Within days of that, the body had been cremated. And then when the family found out not only about the money, but asked about the body, the judge and her husband said apparently that it had been cremated, but had never yet returned the body to the family. So this body, in the form of cremains, is floating around out there somewhere, and I'm going to speculate that when this all shakes out in a courtroom instead of just in front of the New Mexico Supreme Court, where it is now, having been deposited there by the New Mexico...
Hold that thought, David. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S. USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
With many more states considering bills to follow Alabama and Georgia in passing strict abortion bans, Planned Parenthood President Dr. Leanna Wynn says women have the right to be upset.
Women in this country are paying attention. We are outraged. We know who is standing up for us and our health care and who wants to take away our rights.
And Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says conservatives and the religious right have launched a war on abortion rights.
Right now, all across this nation, there is a well-funded attack coordinated by right-wing extremists to deny women the right to control their own bodies and their own futures.
Within the next week or so, Missouri's governor plans to sign a bill restricting abortions after 8 weeks of pregnancy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free numbers are available to you. Should you wish to join us here, our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And also want to make sure that you know about our various different features on our website. You go to freetalklive.com, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners on our forum. You go to forum.freetalklive.com. You'll find other people there talking about a variety of different things, and it's free, like all of the features on our site. That's freetalklive.com and also forum.freetalklive.com. We go back to David. He's in New Mexico. You're talking about a corrupt judge who was cooking the books, literally inserting falsified reports and pages into court files in order to extract money from people. Is that right?
Yeah, she was trying. They were trying to steal. It was $280,000 in this guy's estate. And she was in control of the state because she was both the judge and the medical investigator in this county, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. And they seized upon the opportunity of the guy having only just a couple living relatives that were involved in his life. They seized on that opportunity to try to steal that $280,000. So they forged some documents, and they transferred all the money into their own accounts, and they did a whole bunch of other things. But the one fact that I'm focusing on today is that that leaves a body that you're denying the family the body. You're also denying the body a funeral. And then, they cremated this guy without any authorization from the family.
Which would be a problem for some people's religions. I don't know which religions they are, but some religions don't allow for cremation.
Mm.
And they didn't ask. They just decided this is the easiest, and it is the easiest way to take care of a body. This is the easiest way to take care of them, so they cremated him. Did they at least give the urn and ashes to the family?
Well, there's the salt in the wound. I was getting to that part. And when the family discovered that their uncle, brother had died months after the fact, because the state, Pamela D. Smith and Randy Smith in particular, denied them that rightful information. When they found out months later, they inquired about the assets, the personal possessions of value, and the bank accounts, and they also inquired about their uncle. And the court documents that I was reading don't go a whole lot into that, but what they do say is that even when the judge Pamela Smith and her husband Randy were confronted on all of this and called before the Supreme Court, even after it was before the Supreme Court, the family had not had the cremains returned to them, which, like I started to say, leads me to a speculation that they may have tampered with evidence and maybe dumped the ashes into Elephant Butte Lake. Might be a good place to dump them when you live in Truth or Consequences, New Mexico.
Well, she's not above modifying a court file. You had called in last night to say this judge got caught red-handed, basically sneaking into a clerk's office early in the morning and modifying the files to adding pages that didn't exist there previously. So if she's willing to modify a court document, she's certainly willing to falsify evidence in other ways, right?
Yeah, and those are just a couple of the most egregious things that she did. Like I said, it's really entertaining reading. If anybody wants to read that, her file, the
name. What was her name again?
Smith,
the judge?
Pamela D. Smith, and this is in the at the NMJSC dot whatever. All you got to do is Google New Mexico Judicial Standards Commission. It comes right up. You go to their site. You go to the 2017 year or search her name, and it'll come right up. It's easy to find.
David,
and
thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. He's got some doozies, man, of these judges. Getting caught out there. And as I pointed out last night, just because...
These are the best of the best, ladies and gentlemen.
These are your betters.
Well,
these are the people who decide.
They certainly believe they are.
Yeah.
And
they believe they can't get caught.
They've gone through whatever vetting process there is out there, and this lady is only the worst of them.
Mm-hmm. The one that got caught.
They're only
worst at doing it, you mean. Worst at, like, getting caught.
Well, they're only culling the most... egregious 0.1%.
Right. There's others out there doing things like this who have not gotten caught.
Right. They have to cull a certain amount of them in order to remain relevant in people's lives. But, who watches the watchers is really the question here.
Apparently CCTV cameras.
This was citizens that found this.
Yeah.
This wasn't law enforcement, this wasn't some kind of special judicial branch or anything like that. This was citizenry.
All right, so moving to the Calvin Klein ad. Mark, have you heard about this controversy over a female model kissing a female robot?
Was it a real robot or a real female model? Like, what are we talking about here?
I honestly am not clear on if this is a physical robot or an animated thing.
Okay.
It's not clear, and because it looks pretty real when you're watching this 30-second video.
Like latex mouths that are going over these animatronic figures that they're calling robots these days. But at this point, we don't have androids, right? Like C-3PO isn't wandering around.
No,
it does kind of show that things are going to be closer to Data than they will be to C-3PO, though.
Calvin Klein, this is from USA Today, is apologizing after the fashion label came under fire for a video campaign showing model Bella Hadid kissing female robot Lil Michaela.
And that's a problem. Why?
That's what this is so, you know, surprising for. I mean, I guess we shouldn't be surprised with how, you know, triggered and sensitive everybody
Somebody needs to be apologized to for this, but I'm just wondering why they need to be apologized. I understand.
No, nobody needs to be apologized.
Somebody needs to be apologized for everything. Every time I open my mouth, I should be apologizing to someone.
That's how it's become.
For something.
That's
right.
How ridiculous
this
society
is. Broken. The world is. Western civilization is so messed up, you have to give a trigger warning before you speak, and if you don't, you must apologize for it.
The 30-second, and there's just so much stupid here, I don't know if we can break it all down in the next segment here, but the 30-second ad drew backlash since Hadid identifies as heterosexual.
Ah. Oh, you had a heterosexual woman kiss a robot that's shaped like a woman, and therefore that's a problem. If you want to take pictures of lesbians, find real lesbians.
I just find this so stupid. I mean, kid, do you remember back, I think it was in like the 1990s when Tom Selleck was in some movie, was it Brokeback Mountain or was it before that? No, maybe it's like a TV show. Like some actor who is not a homosexual played a gay person on television or in a movie, and the opinions about it was like, well, this is just wonderful. Look at this. This is a heterosexual man playing a homosexual.
I don't know if Tom Selleck did that, but I know that, who's Ferris Bueller's Day Off? Ferris Bueller.
Oh, yeah, Matthew...
Roderick.
Somebody, yeah.
He played in Torch Song Trilogy and did a fine job. I can understand why.
But, like, back then, it was, like, people were happy that gay people were even being represented at all in the media.
Yeah, the representation was there, sure.
Right? The fact, whether or not it was a gay person playing a gay person or not, was immaterial. Now, well, you can't pretend to be gay. You need to hire a real, quote, there are plenty of real LGBTQ models that could have been used, said one critic of this.
Well, that's probably true. But if the fact is if you're not getting lambasted on Twitter, then you haven't, whatever it is that you have has not yet made it.
I mean, you're not doing it right.
Yeah. If you're not getting excoriated in the comments of YouTube,
mm-hmm.
then you're not doing it correctly. And this happens on the left and the right. It's not the left or the right that's responsible here. They're both a bunch of bedwetting namby-pamby snowflakes. Yes. They think they're special. They think their opinion's important. And they put it out there in the most vile and vitriolic manner. And then you have to apologize to them. No, I don't. Ladies and gentlemen, your opinion stinks. Just like mine. I'm married. You can't do anything to me. I'm already dead inside.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, I don't even know if Calvin Klein's walk-back statement is even worth sharing here. But we'll take your calls and thoughts
about this. I want to know how much
this.
They really did it. Is it just a knee-jerk or what?
Well, they don't appear to have actually pulled down the video because I can still access that. So I don't know. Does that mean they're not really that sorry if the video's still
sorry,
on there?
Sorry.
On their YouTube channel. More coming up here in moments. You can bring up what you want here. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, HempFX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Nilbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or DonnaGarland@yahoo.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. The Discord chat server actually is there for you 24-7. You can go to discord.lrn.fm. Interact with folks. There's people in there chatting right now. Of course, we also have chat rooms on our DLive and Twitch channels, but those tend to only have people in them when we're live. The Discord server is there around the clock at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
We're talking about the easily offended culture that we're living in here now. People are mad over what they're calling queer baiting. Now, I have to admit, I don't know what the definition of this is, so I'm going to pull up Urban Dictionary here. UrbanDictionary.com, probably the most handy. I use Urban Dictionary more than I use Real Dictionary.
Well, that's because some of the stuff that they try to pass off as terms is just crap.
Right, and you have to look it up. Urban Dictionary's got it all. Queerbaiting, when a politician, pundit, or other public figure brings up a completely irrelevant detail about a person's sexuality, true or untrue, as a way of subtly channeling homophobia to attack them. I'm not sure how posting an ad. We're talking about Calvin Klein, the fashion designer, posting an advertisement, a video ad, which you just watched,
could
Mark.
It, so if you used queer baiting in a negative fashion, could you use it in a positive fashion? So, for instance, could Calvin Klein here be, by using, what is homosexuality, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, is that what's
two
going on?
Two girls kissing.
Two girls
One
kissing.
Was not real.
Right. So female homosexuality, which I think is...
And some are saying that it was bad because one's not a homosexual. The one that was real is apparently not a homosexual. So, like, oh, people are mad for a few different reasons about this.
Yeah, I think that that anybody who has that opinion doesn't understand what the Kinsey scale is.
Right.
And their opinion stinks.
Absolutely.
However, if you're using homosexuality is sell your clothing, I could see some people would be upset. However, no one listens to anybody who's upset if you're using heterosexuality to sell your clothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you were looking at those fragrance ads from the 1990s, I'm a beautiful man. I am a gorgeous woman. We are running on the beach, right? Like, uh-huh. This was done all the time. I don't know. I'm not paying much attention to Calvin Klein ads these days. You know, I'm much more interested in getting my clothes from Walmart. But, you know, I mean, whatever. And I think it's ridiculous. I mean, you know.
This whole thing's ridiculous.
Yeah,
yes, you're right, Mark. There are other definitions here of queer baiting, including when people in the media add homoerotic tension between two characters to attract more liberal and queer viewers with the indication of them not ever getting together for real in the show, book, movie. So,
yeah.
Attracting people.
Oh, you're telling me that sometimes somebody uses your sexuality to sell a product? Well, welcome to the real world. Now you are experiencing equality. Shut
right.
up.
In a statement published on Twitter on Friday, the clothing brand is...
These are just people that don't like things being sold.
Yeah.
Remember, we've done stories about...
There's not even anything being sold in this thing. It's just a branding thing.
Yeah, I
Calvin
understand
Klein.
That, but they're still selling clothes in the process. He's selling his name. But there are people out there that'll take a can of soda, if they drank... These people don't drink soda, you know better than that. They'll take their bottle of water, the Dasani bottle of water, they'll rip the label off. They'll
Fiji.
Whatever it is, they'll cover it because they don't want to be right. involved in whatever advertising is, because advertising is bad.
Except when they are proud of the product that they're
sure.
Using,
they're not scraping that Apple symbol off of their
right.
off their iPhone
or grinding it off or whatever. Yeah, let's go to Sam. He's listening in Virginia to WLNI in Lynchburg on the FM band. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing? And thanks for giving people a voice.
No problem.
The Crooked Judge. The crooked yeah. judge that the guy from New Mexico called in about. We here in Nelson County is getting ready. Google Nelson County Sheriff's Department, corruption.
Oh,
our
man.
Last sheriff pled guilty to making a porno movie. The top two police officers, porno movie, pled guilty to it.
Where was it shot in the actual sheriff's department?
No, it was a political thing. They paid for it on a county credit card and everything.
Oh,
hotel room, prostitute, and it was a political rival that they filmed. Yeah, but
what?
We're getting ready to start Wednesday.
Hold on, wait a minute. Tell me more. Wait. Tell me more about this. So wait, they used hidden cameras to entrap a political rival, or they actually?
Yes. They
played for it.
Oh, you can find it. They pled guilty to it because they didn't want the investigation because it'll uncover a whole lot more stuff. But to remove our current sheriff and our Commonwealth's attorney is starting Wednesday the 22nd.
Were they both involved in this?
No, but they're covering up a sexual assault by a deputy. They're covering it up. And the woman that he sexually assaulted, she had 5 felony drug charges pending against her. So you know
what they did?
They dropped the drug charges against her, and she refused to cooperate in the prosecution of his sexual assault upon her. it's ungodly, the corruption here in Nelson County. Ungodly. Like
wow.
I say, the trial starts Wednesday, and they scheduled it for 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so it won't be nobody else in the room to hear it. You know? Oh, it's going to be a kangaroo court, but I'm ready for them.
Are you going to go watch?
Oh, yeah. I'm the plaintiff. I'm the one that has filed the emergency injunction to have them crooks removed from office.
Really?
Thank you for your service.
How are you still breathing? I mean,
my days are numbered, but I'd rather be dead and in my grave than let these backwoods crooks get hurt. You ever heard of SLAP? They have targeted me. A malicious SLAP prosecution has been launched against me. Strategic litigation against public participation. That's what SLAP stands for. They've tried to take everything from me, but they ain't took my will to fight away from me. I'd rather be dead than in my grave to let these backwoods crooks get away with what they're doing.
You know, the Dukes of Hazzard is fiction, right? You're not going to beat these people.
Excuse me?
The Dukes of Hazzard's fiction. You're not going to beat these people, right?
No, I'm not going to beat them. I'm going to beat them in your courtroom.
All right. I hope the very best for you, but I worry for your safety, my friend.
Hey, thank you, and...
Sam, will you give us an update on this? Like, if you're still alive next week, will you...
You keep updating us every week.
If I live past Wednesday, I'll certainly let y'all know. And
this sounds like a detail. Yeah, I wish we could give this more time, but it's right toward the end of the show. I definitely want to know more about this. I want to hear the dirty details. And I realize you've just scratched the surface on this. I'm sure there's a lot more.
It's unbelievable how corrupt it is here in this county.
Oh, I'll believe it. See, that's the thing. Everybody thinks their town and their county is the most corrupt. As soon as they uncover corruption and they find out how bad it is, it turns out it's really probably that bad everywhere.
Yeah, the bugs are crawling around underneath the logs in every town.
You just caught them this time.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is.
It's because people like you are willing. There's a handful of people out there like you they're willing to take the risks. And otherwise,
because you're going to get targeted.
This is happening in every county.
Yeah.
Oh, I have been. They've took everything from me. I mean, but like I say, I'm not afraid.
Good for you, Sam. And thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with us tonight. Appreciate you and appreciate your call. I appreciate anybody like that who's willing to go up against this entrenched bureaucracy of these people who have no accountability, virtually no accountability. I mean, every now and then, when the evidence is so overwhelming, as it may be in this case, as it may have been in the case of the judge that our caller made, you know, the phone call earlier about, when the evidence is so overwhelming, when the government feels like crap, you really caught us this time. All right, well, we need to hang this one out to dry and make sure they think that we're still legitimate. You know, so they'll hang one or two of them out to dry. They'll catch some corrupt sheriff here and there or corrupt judge here and there, and then the rest of them just keep on fleecing people because the thing that they do normally is corrupt. The taking of your freedom, the taking of your money that you've earned, demanding that you obey them and jump through their hoops, that's a sick thing to do to people, but everybody just looks at it as, well, that's the government, that's what we do.
Right, the difference between the monopoly government that we experience on a day-to-day basis around the globe and that of an organized crime syndicate is vanishingly rare. I mean, like, there's just not much difference.
The difference is they fooled you into thinking they're not an organized crime syndicate. They run the schools. You know?
Okay.
They've programmed people to believe, oh, well, you're the government. We're the government.
We're the government. Every once in a while, we let you go out and vote. Now, your vote is not meaningful, and it doesn't change anything, but you get to do it.
Now you can choose between one warlord and another warlord.
Yep.
Right?
Most back in the day, they would have a very difficult time getting anybody to be the vice president of the United States because basically there's no power, and it's where political careers went to die. But the vice president only makes tie-breaking votes in the Senate, right?
I guess.
Yes,
I don't know.
That's correct. That's what you, ladies and gentlemen, have. You have a tie-breaking vote. But with the way that votes work in the U.S., and well, not around the world, in the U.S. specifically, it's first past the post. So your vote only is going to matter if you're that one vote that separates one liar or thief from another liar or thief.
And how often has that happened?
Rare. On a presidential level, it's never happened.
Out of time for tonight. Back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime on freetalklive.com. Hope you enjoy your weekend. See you then. freetalklive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.